It is about creating your own accountability to show the F up. Do you think there are days that I don't want to be in the front row at SoulCycle? Yeah, a lot of them. Because the front row means that I have to show up for everyone else. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you have not seen that Chris and I, if you don't know who Chris is, it's my husband. If this is your first time listening, that Chris and I have released our Fast Foundations Mastermind. I could not be more excited for this. This is something that we've been wanting to do for a really long time. So we are actually smack dab in the middle of his elite mastermind right now. So 40 epic entrepreneurs from all around the world have gathered to elevate and accelerate their business. And we've always wanted a place for the people who are just starting out in their business, who really feel like they're just not sure who to talk to, where to go, what the resources are. And we want to be able to accelerate where you're at. We want to be able to share with you all of the mistakes that we've made and teach you the lessons that will help you skip over those. Of course, you're going to make your own mistakes, but we would like to take the big ones out of the way and get you to where you want to go faster. I know that in my business, if I would have had somebody to help me out, to hold my hand, to tell me who's good, to tell me who's not, that I would truly have taken about 2 to 3 years off of the beginning of my business. And that is our goal, is to truly help you get the launching pad for what you want to do. Get the ideas, connect you to the people, connect you to the tribe, because I also know that it can be a really lonely place in the beginning when you're transitioning from maybe your business or from corporate or from a job or just from another business and you're wanting to go in a different direction. So we want to connect you to the people and the resources. So go to fastfoundations.com and find out what this is all about. We're going to be meeting in person. We're going to be having the most incredible speakers come in. You'll be having that touch point in between the different events. But for me, it is all about those live events. It's all about the people that you're going to get to meet. And it's all about being able to show up as the person, as your future self, right? It's really all about your higher self getting called forward faster. So go to fastfoundations.com and we absolutely cannot wait to see you there. And today's quickie. Oh man, I've been thinking about this one a lot, you guys, because I look at my life and I am really looking at the things that have called me forward, and kind of what we talked about or kind of what I was just saying about the mastermind is I've had to force things into my life and into my schedule in order to meet my next level self or meet my higher self. Because I was just talking to a friend downstairs that's staying with us this weekend for the mastermind, and I was talking about how my natural way is like such an introvert. Like if it were up to me, I'd be alone all the time, but then I'm not happy. Like then I'm like, okay, yeah, I think I want to be alone and I think that feels good and I think that feels easier. And then all of a sudden I'm the most miserable, lonely person ever. So I have to schedule things in not only for myself and my soul to support my connection, but I also have to schedule things in to call my higher self out, because I probably wouldn't be doing the things that really do it. And I'm really good at tricking myself into thinking that I'm doing those things, because I am now at this point in my life, I've learned to be more of a self-starter and more motivated. But we're talking about next level here. We're talking about becoming the person that you're on your deathbed, you are proud. Like, you just feel like you have done all of the things that you could do. You've served in the level that you wanted to serve. You've impacted lives. You've left a legacy. We're talking about that. So if that's your interest, that's what I'm going to talk about here. If that's not, and you are good with where you're at, hallelujah, amen, I'm trying to get there. So for those people who just want to be called out on the carpet, this is for you. And this is all about the front row mentality. What do I mean by front row mentality? Well, I've been at SoulCycle a lot lately. So if you guys don't know, we SoulCycle for like the past 5 years. And it was probably month three that I had really thought about the front row, like literally. So when you go to SoulCycle, let me backtrack a little bit for you who don't SoulCycle or have one in your city. SoulCycle is like a cycle for your soul. And it's basically like motivation, personal development from the podium. So they're kind of speaking this into you while you are pushing yourself and doing all sorts of really cool stuff on the bike while you're going to the beat of the music. So everybody is doing the same thing on the same pedal stroke to the beat of the music. So it really feels like you are in a pack. Like, you look in the mirror and you're seeing yourself move from right to left or do all these cool push-up moves all at the same time. There's something really magical about being in sync with everyone. For anyone who's ever been a dancer or anyone who's ever done something like this in a workout class, when you guys are all on sync, it actually is a crazy, amazing feeling. So with that said, there's a lot of coordination involved. And my first time I went, I was like all over the place. I felt crazy. I felt like I was never going to get this because there was a lot of just coordination that was involved and learning things and being able to like learn the beats and be able to do their choreography on a dime, right? Like literally they shouted out and you need to do the choreography. So there was no way in hell I was going to go in the front row and be in the mirror in front of this class and make a fool of myself, right? And it wasn't necessarily like I was afraid to be a complete fool. It was like I didn't want to throw everyone off in the front row because it's like a thing. Like, I was like, this is like a thing. And a part of me was like, okay, you've done this quite a few times now. I took the class and I was in second or third row or whatever, so you can kind of blend in because it's dark in there. And there was a part of me that started saying, okay, you have come to a place in your life where you are front row. Like, you sign up front row for everything else. Like, you just have to sign up front row before you believe you're a front row person, right? Like, if I go to a personal development event, I really want to try to get the closest to the front that I can. And in order for me to do that, I have to believe that I deserve that. And I have to believe that I am the type of person that belongs in the front row, that is going to show up in the front row. And it's not just about the belief that you belong in the front row. Here's what the front row mindset and mentality is all about. It is about creating your own accountability to show the F up. Do you think there are days that I don't want to be in the front row at SoulCycle? Yeah, a lot of them, because the front row means that I have to show up for everyone else. And by showing up for everyone else and leading the pack in that way, if you don't get it, you got to go to SoulCycle. If I sound like a psycho right now, it's a thing, you guys. Like, you'll throw off the whole class if you are like all over the place. So by showing up in the front row, I show up for myself. I want you to really understand this, because when I see people who don't make change or are upset about where they're at and they're not making change, it's because they're not putting themselves in the position where they just have to show up. Like, I was just in class the other day, and this was this last week? Oh my God, was this just a couple days ago? And I'm in the front row and I was tired and I wasn't feeling it and I didn't want to be there. And my mindset had just been in a crap place. I was feeling like I couldn't, like my thoughts were so low level, I could not get them up. I felt sad. I felt depressed. I felt anxious. I felt like the world was crumbling in on me. I felt like the world was a bad place. I felt like the world was full of bullies. Like, it was a really bad place, you guys. I was not in a good place, like depressed, wanted to cry, super down. And I get on the bike and I'm like, why the F did I put myself in the front row today? And I was like, because you want the accountability to show up. And I'm so freaking glad that I am the person who books that bike, because it's like, by showing up for other people, like getting outside of myself. I was like, okay, Lori, like if anything, just put so much in that you're showing up for other people. And by getting outside of myself and outside of my own brain and saying, who else feels this way in this class today? Probably 50%, right? Because it's a thing. It is a real thing, you guys. We're all struggling with our mindset. This is a tough world to live in, but you got to make sure that you give yourself the accountability to pull yourself out of the gutter. Like, so that's what I did. I gave myself the accountability that said, if I can't show up for myself today, can I show up for other people? And do I feel this way all the time? Hell no. But what happened is it pulled me out, because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to not show up for these people and bring them into my low-level world right now. Like, I am just going to feel what it would feel like to have to be accountable for these people and show up for them. And it made me push a little bit harder. And it made me say, you know what? I'm doing this for the person next to me, and I'm doing this for the person behind me, because maybe they had a bad day too. And I'm going to exude so much damn energy that's going to come from I don't even know where, so that I can help pull them out of wherever they're at. And you know what ended up happening? I felt so freaking good that I literally brought all of that energy to myself. And by working for other people and showing up for them, it in turn gave it back to me. So if you're in the position where you're just like, I'm going to go hide again. Yeah, I'm going to go to that event, but I'm sitting in the back row. Like, believe that you are a freaking front row person and you deserve it. And even when you don't want to be there, that front row is going to pull you forward, right? You're going to have to create that accountability. And I'll tell you that when I finally started showing up for my life is when I created so much accountability by needing to show up for other people, meaning setting appointments to go work out and like being the person who keeps those appointments for another person, by having a mastermind that I need to show up for other people on the days I didn't want to show up for myself, made me show up and give me what I needed. Make this accountability in your life. I talk about this all the time in my workout programs that I do. I have a monthly workout membership program, and I say this in every filming. I'm like, you guys, after your workout, go into the Facebook group and let them know how you felt, you know, that you did the workout, any thought that was going through your mind throughout it. And be accountable in that group, because by you starting to be accountable, other people will start to want to show up because you did. And in turn, what will happen when other people start counting on you and your post and saying that you worked out and how you felt and counting on your inspiration, you then have to be accountable to them. And when you want to quit, you say, oh my God, this person is counting on me. That's how life works, you guys. That is how you start being accountable in your life. It was when I had a gym. It was when I started teaching people that I had to show up and be the teacher, and I had to show up and share motivation, and I had to show up and give them energy. In turn, it gave me energy. But before I was not accountable to that, I was like, who the hell do I have to show up for? Nobody. Create the accountability in your life so that you keep showing up. It's not easy, but it's the thing that will keep you going. It's the thing that will pull you out of the darkness. It's the thing that will get you to the next level. And there's going to be so many times that you don't want to show up. This life is about continuing to move for one foot in front of the other. And this doesn't mean I'm not talking about giving yourself grace or letting yourself book the third row once in a while when you really need it. Let's put it in context, though, in the context of your whole life. You need to believe that you are a front row person, and you need to not think, and you need to book it, and you need to put yourself there, meaning everywhere in your life. Believe that you're worthy of the best table. Ask for it. If you don't like where you're sitting, politely say, is there anything better? Like, upgrade your freaking life. It's there for you. People want to give it to you. People are happy to give it to you, but you have to ask it. You have to demand it in a loving way. And all of a sudden, everything will rise up. I'm not going to settle. Settling is literally a choice. It's a choice. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is book it. All you have to do is just believe it and ask yourself, what's a front row mentality that I'm not using? And then just start using it. And you don't even have to feel like you're there yet, but you will rise to that occasion. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love today. I'm so grateful for you. Like, you don't even understand how grateful I am, for real. This podcast is giving me life right now because I know that we're so much the same. We're so the same and we're all in this together. And you guys fuel me more than I could possibly tell you. So grateful for you. And you guys, if you are in the beginning phases of your business, I would love to work with you. I would love to see you at those two weekends this year where Chris and I really just get to dive deep into your business and get to know you and be able to hold each other accountable. And that's at fastfoundations.com. And it's filling fast, you guys. So I would love if you go and book your front row spot there. I don't have rows, but you know, you can just book your spot. Well, basically it's like the whole thing is like a front row room. So I love you. And I'm just like beyond thrilled to be able to have an audience to speak to every single week. So thank you. And I'm telling you, that was from just consistency. Because when I first started this, I mean, you guys, I think I was talking to two people. So start, even if it's just two people, it's going to multiply. Have the best day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.